You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And direct from the WISS studios, it's producer Todd and New Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. Good morning.
Good morning. And today we have Karen Schneider because it is Wednesday. That means that it's the day that the Oshkosh Herald comes out. And we want to find out everything that's in the paper.
Look who came in today. No phone call.
I know,
today, right?
This is so cool.
Live and in person.
Glad you came in. You're looking all awful spiffy today, too, by the way. Cool. You look really nice. Us, too, we look like radio people. You look like a publisher.
I mean, I don't usually.
You know, journalists aren't known for their snappy dressing. I'm just going to say that. So she really looks sharp.
As she does.
I'm not really a journalist.
Well, you're a publisher.
Yeah, so you're still kind of a newspaper person. Yes.
So what do we got coming out today in the paper?
You know, it's a good issue because there's a lot of things that we've been talking about, but it's budget season, right? So there's a lot of things, good, bad, and the ugly. And so the top story in today's Oshkosh Herald is the municipal funding cut from the state budget, where they were hoping that there would the increase that Governor Evers had put in the budget would stay in there, where they would at least be funding their own business or own buildings at 70% versus 100, and that totally got cut out of there. Like,
right.
I believe there's like 600 items that were taken out of the budget. So Oshkosh will not be receiving those funds that would help alleviate some of that budget shortfall that we're going to be experiencing. Because again, if we go back to last year's budget and they took the $3 million out of the general fund because of the assessment issue and so forth, now 2026 is going to be a fun year as they try to put that puzzle together. And but if the legislature had put that funding in there and helped the municipalities that do have the state-owned buildings and so forth, which Oshkosh is number 3 in the state, which is kind of surprising too, right?
I was surprised by that.
But you have the correctional facility, you have UWO and so forth, but yet, you know, you have Green Bay that has correctional facilities and UWGB and things like that. So I'm kind of surprised at that as well, but you know, it's the difference of a couple million dollars, which is nothing to sneeze at. But unless things change as it goes through the budget system, Oshkosh will not realize that increase in the municipal funding.
It just keeps it rolling. It's like a snowball going down the hill.
Right. Exactly. And I know that our common council had requested 100% reimbursement for that municipal funding. And now we're not even going to get close to that.
And from the council, you have Chris Larson and DJ Nichols. We have a couple quotes in there from them, but also city manager Rebecca Grill. Because one of the first things she brought up as when she assumed her role was looking at that and trying to get an increase in the municipal funding.
Absolutely. So, what other stories do we have today?
Keeping on that budget rule.
You're going to go down that road, right?
You know, and it's going to be a lot of conversation because, you know, not only at the state level, but especially here in Oshkosh, knowing that we have those shortages to overcome from last year, GO Transit is already taking a look at what are they going to be required to do. So they're looking at changing their Saturday hours. And they took a look at the municipalities surrounding us and how they've shortened their Saturday service or went to kind of a ride share program on Saturdays because the ridership does dip after 2 p.m., but especially on Saturdays, it drops down there. You know, annually, you might have about, I believe it was like 100,000 rides on GO Transit. But at the same time, the people who use public transportation need to get to their jobs and wherever they're using it for as well. So that is that's also on page 1, but it's taking a look at what will that look like. If you recall, a couple of months ago, they made some changes to the para program that they had, where it used to be 24/7, and now they've reduced it, I believe, down to what the public bus routes are running, 6:15 to 6:30 or so forth. And then also on Sundays till either 1 or 3 o'clock, so people can get to church and still have that socialization going on Sunday.
Right.
So all of those things do cost money. And if each department is going to be looked at to cut expenses somewhere, kudos to Go Transit for starting this earlier rather than later.
Right. Instead of waiting for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Again, we're with Karen Schneider, publisher of the Oshkosh Herald. Give us one more story that's out in the paper today.
All right, so we're also going to be talking about fireworks, right?
Oh, yeah. We were talking a little bit about our doggies and stuff before this. Yeah.
So there is an article in there because Oshkosh adopted a new fireworks ordinance where there's no more warnings if you get caught. The first offense, you get a fine. And it's different for juveniles as well as adults, but it does go over there. It talks about what you can light off, what you can't light off, and so forth. And then, of course, there's a plug in there for the City of Oshkosh fireworks, festival fireworks down at Menominee Park. And there's a map of where they're going to have all the food trucks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't it cool how they did that? I really, really like how they're putting that together this year. And then, of course, on Thursday night, the 3rd of July, always fireworks over Fisk.
That's right. That is a big one.
It is. It's a fantastic display, and the Olivers took it over. Tim and Grace Oliver took it over last year and have done a nice job. So go out and find those, I guess it's west of town, country road.
That's right. Yep.
Take out your lawn chairs, put your feet up on that cooler, and watch fireworks over Fisk.
If you drive out that way, there will be signs on the side of the road. Trust me.
Yes.
I drive that all the time, and I've been out there many times. Karen, always good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having the Oshkosh Herald be a big part of this community, too.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, Rebecca Grill's on the program tomorrow, so we'll be talking with her.
Excellent.
Yeah,
I look forward to that.
We get all the good people.
We do, don't we?
Yes.
I wonder who has, you know, that
power
job.
Yeah. Okay, Lisa.
All right, Lisa.
Yes, that's right, Karen. Empower her. She needs more of that. More Mino and the Mayor next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.